The scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 33. The theme is forgiveness and reconciliation. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is asked, "How many times must I forgive? Seven times?" The law of Moses required good and faithful Jews to forgive. But are there limits? Are there situations where I just don't have to? Behind the disciples' question is a harder question. Is there ever a time when I can let go of forgiveness and embrace vengeance? This is Jesus' response. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times." For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, and as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves, who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, "Pay what he owe." Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported this to their lord, all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" Hear what the scripture is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and the actions of our lives be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A long time ago, I heard a story about two monks. I think they were Buddhist monks. Had embraced vows of poverty and compassion and prayer. They had also vowed peacefulness. And they had also vowed, these two men had vowed never to touch a woman from when they were really little. Well, they were walking along a road, dusty road, and they came to a washout in the road. And there was still a lot of water in the washout, and there was no way to cross. And there was a gathering of people standing on the side of this washout wondering how they were going to get across. Occasionally someone would venture out. The water was fairly fast. They would venture out and they would make their way across, but it looked a little dangerous. There was this woman standing by there needing to get across, looking around, wondering how she was going to get across. And the monks came up, and she was dressed in fine clothing and had no way to get across. So the monk asked her, "Can I help you get across?" And she said, "I would really appreciate that." And so he picked her up and he walked across the river carrying her and placed her down on the other side of the river. The other monk went ballistic. I mean, what about our life of prayer? What about the vows you made? Are you just going to throw them away? He muttered as he walked through the washout behind this monk who was carrying this woman. I can't believe you would just throw it all away. What is this order coming to? And they just toss over their vows just so blithely, so easily. Well, they got to the other side and he put her down and she was very, very thankful. And they headed off down the road. And it was a gorgeous day. It was the air had cleared from all of the rain and birds were singing in the trees. But this one monk just kept at it. I can't believe you did that. I can't believe that you just threw away your life so easily. And this lasted for, a couple of hours. And finally, the other monk stopped in his tracks and he turned to his brother and he said, "Listen, I put that woman down by the washout 2 hours ago. When are you going to put her down?" The theme is forgiveness and reconciliation, putting down the things that we carry within us that we might make the journey, and not carrying the burdens longer than we need to. And that is hard. For 20 years, over 20 years in ministry, there is one question that keeps coming back over and over again as I talk to people in situations of counseling, and that is forgiveness. How do you get there? How do you make your way there? Something happens, we are hurt, betrayed, we have hurt someone or feel like we have betrayed them, and we carry that. Sometimes we're aware of how heavy a burden is, and sometimes we're completely unaware that we're walking hobbled, like Jacob leaving Peniel. The process of laying our burdens down is a process of forgiveness and reconciliation, and I call it a process because it continues. The trouble is that the process is a painful one. And so we get busy and we try to avoid the work of it. We say, it wasn't a big deal. That's okay. Forget it. And we can do that for a while. We can avoid the painful process of forgiveness and reconciliation for a while, but inevitably it comes back. Can't just say forget it. Here in Canada, we call this Remembrance Day, and we have a phrase that we repeat at cenotaphs and legion halls and churches over and over again on this day, lest we forget, lest we forget. And there's a certain desperation in that phrase. Because somehow we know in our hearts and somewhere in our minds that forgive and forget is bad advice. Because if we become forgetful, if we forget the incredible price for conflicts of the past, we may well repeat the broken patterns that produced the conflict in the first place. Remembering honestly is a necessary phase in the process of forgiveness and reconciliation. Remembering, there's a reason that Alvin Dixon last week talked about truth and reconciliation. Actually, truth healing and reconciliation, because remembering honestly has to happen. The disciples struggled with forgiveness just like you and I do. They knew it was a requirement of their faith. They knew it was one of those rules, and they wanted to follow in the ways of Jesus, but they also got tired, like you and I do, and struggled, just like you and I do, because it's hard and it's painful. How long do we have to keep doing this? They wanted to know. Isn't there some point at which we can just say, enough, forget it? Isn't there some point? Well, apparently not. No, there isn't a time when we can just say, forget it. In fact, that would be a terrible time. And the reason we can't just say, forget it, is because we live constantly on both sides of the forgiveness equation. We are both forgiven and forgiving. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. None of us have lived the perfect life, and so all of us find ourselves on one side or the other of the need for forgiveness. That's what the startling story of the servant and the debt was all about. A warning tale about the human inclination to write somebody off. Forget it. As if we can simply say, forget it, or worse yet, forget you. As long as we are human and in human community, forgiveness is with us. We're in it. But probably even more importantly, there isn't a time when we can just say forget it, because forgiveness isn't a destination. It's not a place where we arrive at and are done with it. Rather, it's a spiritual practice. It's like breathing. It's like walking. It's like all the things that we do to move ourselves down the road. It is daily, weekly, monthly, yearly a thing we do. Like November 11th. We do it over and over because we need practice. We do it over and over because the practice of it is in itself healing. It's in itself a step on the road of forgiveness. Forgiveness, in many ways, is a thing we do every week when we come and we gather up the pieces and threads of our lives. You know, at the beginning of worship, that time of prayer, of gathering and letting go, that's an act of forgiveness. It's a practice. And we gather up the pieces of our lives, the parts that seem so well put together and the parts that seem to be in shambles, and we take them all, we sift them up into our hands. The parts we think we have mastered and the parts that continue to baffle us. And we practice the art of unburdening, of laying down the things we carry. That practice is in itself a practice of forgiveness. And so forgiveness doesn't become a destination, but a daily practice. How many times do we have to keep doing this before we finally get it perfect? Oh, well. According to Jesus, that's not the way it works. But wait for it, because in my experience, forgiveness somehow, someday, kind of seeps in. Well, we never really fully arrive anywhere in particular. But in time and with practice, we lay down a piece of our life, a painful tangle of our past, and in the laying down of it, it sort of dawns on us that it wasn't as heavy as it used to be. And we look back and realize that somehow, and we can't usually name how, some grace has seeped into it. healing has worked its way into the fabric of our life. Forgiveness becomes not so much the end of the road, but the road itself. Amen.